Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Talk about that, you know, when you said, you know, if Jesus had a Facebook, was that that, you know?
Yeah, I need to get this clip.
Just share, you know, share.
Yeah, well, think about it, you know. Jesus, at one point, everyone loves to bless me, Jesus. They get me out of hell, you know, I like that, that's good. You're going to bless me, okay, I'll take that. You know, healing, yep, I can use that. That's cool. I'm with you, Jesus. I'm with you. And if Jesus had a Facebook page, you know, they'd be clicking like. I'm with this guy. This is good.
Yeah.
We mentioned earlier. Huh?
Healing, signs,
healings,
wonders, miracles.
Yeah, signs, wonders, miracles, you know.
He loves me.
Oh.
That's a good yes, like right there, right?
He loves
like,
me. Yeah. I need unconditional love.
Like. You know, can you like him more than once, right?
Oh, yeah. Triple like. You know, and so his Facebook page would be just blown up with tons of likes. But then he goes to the point where Jesus says, and we mentioned earlier in today's program, where he talks to the disciples and he has all of them around. Just, you know, would you drink my blood, eat my flesh? He comes to the deeper teachings of Jesus. Mm. You know, Jesus
the real
comes
deal.
To be. Yeah, the real deal. He's, you know.
And it's not like a deeper teaching. It's just like, okay, now here we hear. You came here because of what I can do for you, but now let me tell you how to come on in now.
Exactly. And it's not just about making Jesus Savior. It's about making Jesus Lord.
Right,
you know,
right.
we've preached a gospel, a no-lordship gospel that's been preached that tries to separate the fact that Jesus is the Savior, but don't be the Lord now. Don't be the boss of my life. Don't. Are you telling, what?
Right.
There's ways for me to live? I just wanted the blessing. I just wanted to get me out of hell part. I just wanted the blessing on my kids and my marriage and my finances. I don't know if I wanted the Lord stuff.
Right.
You could imagine at that point was unlike. It's probably, you know, how
he was down to 12 at that point. I mean, he had everybody was following him, you know. At that point, when he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood,
they left him.
You know, they didn't want to be associated with God, Emmanuel, God in the flesh. They didn't want to be associated with it. And so many people are thinking they're measuring, you know, the effectiveness and the accurateness of God and his word based on a crowd, based on likes, you know, based on, you know, do people still walk with me? When my message and the thing is like the question is, do you still walk with God with your message?
Right. Religion's about measuring, pulling out rulers and trying to figure out. It's like, give me a break.
Because you only have an audience of what? I mean, you're going to answer alone before God. There's no witnesses that you can say, hey, call these guys in because they're going to tell you the reason why I didn't fully obey you and the reason why I changed your message and the reason, you know, and then and there's no suspects. So they're going to, you can come in and say, well, this is who I can blame for my sin. You know, I mean, there's no witness or suspects. You stand alone before God. You got to shake yourself, America, American, one person. You got to understand yourself that you understand how things are. You're going to stand alone. You're not going to have your congregation with you. You're not going to have your pastor standing beside you. You're not going to have your husband or your wife or your child or your parent or your friend or you. I mean, it's going to be you all by yourself, and you're going to give account for your life. And there's a gospel being preached that says, I'm going to just say Jesus is blood. And he's going to go, well, you know, I'm going to talk about your deeds, you know, faith without works is dead. Your dead faith. Your dead faith didn't do it for you, because if you truly would have had faith, you would have. It's works don't save you, but they prove that you are.
That's right. So the many in the last day will say, you know, did we not?
Yeah.
We're going to prophesy in your name. We do all this stuff in your name.
Cast out demons, man.
Cast out demons. Surely.
Did you not see my deliverance ministry? Yeah, I had a deliverance ministry. I was very busy because I delivered and they came back and they needed to be delivering again. And it was like I had continual clients, you know, just on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I let them loose and they bring them back.
Well, that's what, you know, brother, you know, Ken Summerall, you know, brother Ken, he said, you know, in the 70s, when we're getting a refreshing, you know, of the deliverance ministry and all that, they would, you know, the devil's got to listen to the name of Jesus. I mean, even people that don't know Jesus, you know, when the power of the name of Jesus, you know, people can get delivered because you just said was, you know, many people are going to come to the last day and say, didn't I do this? And it was the name of Jesus that did it. It wasn't you. But he found out that as soon as they left where they were gathering at, It was like demons jumped out behind the bushes and jumped right back on him again, because it's empty houses and open doors. Hopefully we'll make that available one day to you. Yeah. And VFN TV. You just need to get, you know, if you're not getting fed, find you a VFN fellowship and just get fed, yes. You know, instead of piecemealing this thing through VFN TV. Dive into the family, get involved, go to VFNfamily.org and I mean, just get the truth. Get the truth. I want to say this before we close, is understanding this in this first hour, and we're going to go into this extra hour, is that a jealous spirit is a murdering spirit. It's a murdering spirit. And so when we talk about jealousy, it's not some minor thing. I mean, it's what put Jesus on the cross. It's what got the whole city stirred up against Jesus and against Paul, was a jealous spirit. And so this mm-hmm. it's a serious thing. I mean, and yeah. somebody who's jealous doesn't say they're jealous of you. They just kill you, you know, because they're taken captive by the adversary to be able to do his will. And so you have to pay attention. You know, and be wise, you know, wise as serpents, but gentle as doves, because God's sending us out amongst wolves. And he says, watch out for men.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.